The ports face intense competition from Canada. Then there's the widening of the Panama Canal, set to be done in 2015, which some people say could divert ships away from the Pacific Northwest. And then there's the Chinese economy to think about.
Labor costs are going up in China.
Michael Parks is a former financial editor for the Seattle Times. He now blogs about the Pacific Northwest economy.
And as a result of that, manufacturers in both the United States and Europe are pulling back some of the activity that they sent away to Asia.
He says that spells less demand for container shipping. So Parks questions why the ports are spending tax dollars to accommodate big increases down the line. Linda Stirk with the Port of Seattle says some of the growth will come from a trend toward larger ships. And she says the port's already spent $1 billion in upgrades and needs to protect that investment.
So we want to steward that for the taxpayer and make sure that we are doing everything we can to attract growth.
A spokeswoman for the Port of Tacoma says they need to keep investing to keep their facilities competitive and protect the jobs in the Puget Sound region that depend on trade. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.